Good morning, everybody. Happy Monday. It's John Garrett coming to you with another episode of Green Apple Slices. And I'm here at the ITA conference in Nashville, where yesterday I kicked it off with the opening keynote, and going to have some fun later tonight. But normally I have to call in my co-host and partner in crime, but she's here, so she can't not pick up. So everybody, Rachel Fish.
I'm here in Nashville.
Excellent. Very good. It's cool to have you here, and we could do this in person, so it's even better.
Yeah.
So we've been hanging out and causing everyone heartburn. Really good people. But before I hop on this plane, I wanted to go over this article with Rachel, and it was called The New Law Firm Shunning Short-Term Fixes for Staff Engagement. And it was an article by Melissa Code on Lawyers Weekly in Australia. And yeah, I thought it was really interesting because it basically talks about how firms try to put a Band-Aid over a gaping wound.
Anytime you try to do that in any respect or analogy type, it's usually not a good thing, right? So this article really centers around an interview with Rob Roy Rankin, the founder of local new law firm Rankin & Company. And so it's kind of his take on all of this stuff. And he's got some decent points, you know, all of the things that have come to represent cool culture and, you know, places where people want to work, they're kind of missing the point if they don't go deeper than that.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. And he takes it to another level of it's employee experience because, you know, in EX, you know, because everyone's got the CX customer experience and user experience, yep. UX, but there's actually an employee experience. And what he's saying is it's got to be really part of your DNA. It's got to be baked in there at the very core.
But what if ping pong tables and on-site yoga is truly in your DNA?
All right. Well, you know, it could be.
It probably isn't.
It could be.
But these are the types of things, right, that he's saying are typical things that, you know, what can we do to improve culture? We'll bring in ping pong tables.
Right. Exactly. And he calls them adrenaline shots, just those short-term fixes. But everyone knows that it's manipulation. I mean, you're just
yeah.
You're just trying to put lipstick on a pig, basically, you know? I mean, how many more cliches can I throw out in one 5 to 7 minute segment? But and so basically what he did when he created his firm is, you know, he had been working 12 plus hours a day and just locked behind a desk and all of that. And so he just wanted to create that culture of adventure, innovation, and fun, which, you know, as a law firm is not normal.
No.
You know, they're not, law and order anyway, they don't look hilarious. So he's just trying to just create that foundation that everything comes from. And then that's what will really make you stand out when you're trying to recruit and retain top talent.
For sure. And as I'm reading this, I'm thinking, okay, well, if it's not ping pong tables and on-site yoga or on-site massages or on-site, you know, anything like that, what is it? And that was actually part of the article that I felt was missing a little bit is like, okay, so if short-term fixes aren't the solution, we're talking about the theory of the long-term solutions, right? Creating that place that people want to go to work each day.
Right.
I think I was kind of looking for, what is that? What are those insights to the longer-term adventurous cultural experiences that you want your employees to get every day? And so that kind of left me hanging a little bit. What are those long-term fixes?
Well, and it's also possible that it applies differently to different firms and different groups of people.
Right.
I think it's going to the people. It's asking them. It's finding out what are their passions. What would make a place that they actually want to go to work each day?
One of the things I'd be interested in is, so this is now a multi-location firm, is if each of these locations have their own culture. One of the things that I've seen in multi-location companies or firms, whether they're accounting firms, I'm sure the same thing would apply for law firms as well, is that because the culture is driven so much by the employees who are part of it every day, they do sometimes have a different bit of a feel to it. So I'd be really interested to see if it's the same kind of feeling in each of the offices or if each one kind of has their own uniqueness to it.
Right. Absolutely. And I would think so, even just a little bit of a flavor difference. But either way, the underlying tone there is that it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, that it's cool to be that. So that's it, everybody. I've got to catch this plane to Chicago for the Sage Sessions tomorrow morning. Rachel will I guess, keep hanging out here in Nashville.
I'm just going to hang out in Nashville for a while, if that's okay.
Yeah, talk about me behind my back, and I'm not even here to defend myself. So there you go, everybody. Don't forget to hit subscribe and follow us on Twitter at Fishbooks or at Recovering CPA or the Green Apple Podcast. It's its own Twitter at Green Apple Pod. So hope everyone has a great rest of the week. And Rachel, enjoy the rest of your time in Nashville.
Thanks. Safe travels, John. Talk to you later.